Yeah, so I guess to explain to others who may not be fully aware, there was a challenge to the approval of the license, the drilling licenses and the underground injection permits to Valcour from a company called Hoodoo. Hoodoo have an existing license on some of the same territory for conventional oil and gas. So some of the objections were around the validity of that. The latest is that obviously Hoodoo have been allowed to continue participation in the hearings, but the reality is that the permit, the decision made in December 22, granting the drilling licenses to Valcour has been upheld. They still require underground injection permits, which they expect to get through in August. But feedback we have from Valcour is essentially that the objections from Hoodoo have been thrown out now. They can participate in the hearings, but they can only comment on technicalities of any submission by Valcour. In terms of the fundamental basis behind the Valcour business is looking at non-conventional oil in that particular area, and the area is called the Asphalt Ridge, essentially. So it's full of non-conventional oil, and there's very little conventional oil and gas, which is, I think, what Hoodoo are trying to get take advantage from. But in terms of the definition of non-conventional oil, in terms of all of the samples that have been taken from the fields that Valcour plan and heavy sweet oil and others plan to extract, it's definitely non-conventional oil. All the samples we've seen are definitely bitumen, and that's really that essentially underwrites the decision that's already been made and will continue to be made by the Utah Department of Oil and Gas and Mines. And really, there's a lot of economic incentives for that particular region to develop these projects because there's very little being done on the conventional side anyway, because there's very little there. So yeah, we're very confident that a lot of the and that comes from feedback from Valcour that the decisions will be granted in August, and obviously then that will progress to the drilling commencing and funds flowing obviously to us as well.